Welcome to the audio briefing on the most important topics concerning O2 Telefonica.
Today's top stories at a glance. Telefonica faces a problematic porting process between its prepaid brands that left a customer unreachable for several days. The EU Radio Spectrum Policy Group recommends dedicating the upper 6 gigahertz band predominantly to mobile networks to support next-generation technologies, and NVIDIA's nearly $1 billion investment in Nokia to integrate its new NVIDIA Arc platform marks a strategic shift in mobile base station innovation.
The Handelsblatt report emphasizes the existential importance of digital sovereignty in today's digital age. The article details how Europe has enacted a comprehensive framework of digital laws, including the DSA, DMA, Data Act, and AI Act, between 2022 and 2024, which are designed to protect children, citizens, companies, and democracies. It contrasts the digital governance models across the USA, China, and Russia. The USA relying on the power of major private corporations, China enforcing strict control and surveillance, and Russia viewing cyberspace as an extension of its own territory. The article underlines that Europe has consciously chosen to establish a robust regulatory framework to ensure transparency, protect its internal digital market, and secure its fundamental rights, warning against any attempts to dilute these rules through so-called omnibus corrections. Furthermore, it stresses that true digital sovereignty will only be achieved through significant investments in research, critical infrastructure such as sovereign cloud solutions, and the development of digital talent, ensuring that the European digital legal framework remains resilient and uncompromised by external pressures.
The Netzwelt.de article provides an extensive overview of scheduled maintenance works by various network providers in Germany, including O2, Deutsche Telekom, Vodafone, and others. It explains that maintenance works may lead to temporary outages in telephone, television, and internet services, with detailed timeframes and affected locations, especially for Deutsche Glasfaser and Netcom BW. The article clarifies that while some providers like O2 currently have no planned maintenance activities, any connection issues might be attributed to unannounced service disruptions. It also offers guidance on alternative communication methods during outages, such as using mobile hotspots for internet access and free live TV apps to continue watching television. The article emphasizes checking local disturbance statuses to understand whether an outage is a planned maintenance work or an unexpected technical issue.
The Teltarif.de article reports on a problematic porting process between two Telefonica prepaid brands, specifically the transition from AldiTalk to Cibo Mobile. It details how a long-used mobile number failed to be ported on the expected date, leaving the customer unreachable on both networks for several days. The article notes that Telefonica's initial response was lacking, despite acknowledging a technical error that was reportedly under investigation. Eventually, the issue was resolved on the 30th of October, 2025, when the customer regained access to the familiar mobile number, although there remained concerns regarding the lack of direct communication from Telefonica. The report also mentions the customer's intent to claim compensation, as per Section 59, Paragraph 4 of the Telecommunications Act, highlighting regulatory provisions for service interruptions during provider transitions.
A recent article on Focus.de reports on a digital summit held in Berlin that addresses Europe's quest for digital sovereignty. The event, described as the Summit of Naivety, sees nearly 1,000 experts gathering to discuss topics that range from digital autonomy to the dominance of American tech giants. The article explains that major U.S. companies now control extensive parts of the digital value chain through innovations in chip design, cloud platforms, AI development, and online marketplaces, a situation that threatens the strategic independence of European technology. It further notes that while American companies such as Google are making massive investments in Europe, exemplified by a proposed 5.5 billion euros investment in a cloud center in Frankfurt, critical operations in German institutions continue to depend on these external services, raising concerns about cybersecurity and long-term autonomy. Finally, the article quotes German tech expert Ralf Dommermuth, associated with 1&1, who warns that this deep, multifaceted dependency poses significant economic risks and underscores the need for European nations to rethink their reliance on foreign digital infrastructure.
The article from Telterif.de presents a detailed overview of Kongstar's Null Stress Friday campaign, which is designed to attract new customers with a host of enticing data offerings. The report states that starting the 20th of November until the 4th of December, new customers can benefit from waived connection fees across all AllNet Flat and HomeSpot tariffs when they sign up during this promotional period. The campaign includes special incentives such as the Relax Pass, which allows subscribers of the AllNet Flat M and L plans to receive an additional allocation of high-speed data once per billing cycle, effectively doubling the usual data limit. The article explains that for the AllNet Flat M, for instance, a monthly plan offering 100 gigabytes initially can be enhanced to a total of 200 gigabytes if the customer activates the bonus upon reaching 80% of the data limit, while the AllNet Flat L offers up to 300 gigabytes when including the extra data bundle. Additionally, the publication highlights that similar advantages extend to Kongstar's prepaid offers and DSL packages, with increased data volumes and waived setup charges. Overall, Telterif.de emphasizes that this competitive campaign is structured to clearly differentiate Kongstar's attractive offers by providing flexible data enhancements and cost benefits, making it a noteworthy strategy in the competitive telecommunications market.
In recent developments regarding spectrum allocation, a recommendation by the EU's Radio Spectrum Policy Group, RSPG, has sparked significant regulatory discussion. The Heise.de article explains that the RSPG recommends dedicating the upper 6 GHz band, specifically from 6,585 MHz to 7,125 MHz, primarily for mobile network usage. It states that this frequency range is seen as essential for enabling the rollout of next-generation technologies such as 6G, while also allowing for the potential use of the band by high-capacity WLAN systems under non-interference conditions. The article notes that the remaining lower part of the 6 GHz band, from 6,425 MHz to 6,585 MHz, is intended to serve as a protective buffer to maintain the performance of existing WLAN services and safeguard the operations of current users, including fixed wireless communications, satellite services, scientific applications, and crucial radio astronomy measurements. Furthermore, the article from Heise.de highlights that while some stakeholders, including industry associations like BRECO, BDW, and VKU, argue for reserving 320 MHz of license-free spectrum to fully enable future Wi-Fi 7 standards, the German government has advocated for a configuration favoring exclusive mobile use in the upper spectrum. This detailed recommendation, intended to guide the future enforcement of binding usage conditions across the EU, underscores the ongoing challenge of balancing the needs of rapidly evolving mobile networks with those of established and emerging WLAN technologies.
Today's update in technology and innovation focuses on a significant strategic investment in Nokia by the US company NVIDIA, as reported by Golem.de. The article explains that NVIDIA's acquisition of a stake in Nokia is designed to reassert U.S. leadership in the mobile communications market, specifically through the development and deployment of the new NVIDIA Arc platform. According to informed sources at Nokia, the NVIDIA Arc aerial RAN computer is intended to be integrated into all of Nokia's mobile base stations, effectively replacing existing dedicated hardware with general-purpose GPUs. This transition not only accelerates baseband processing and introduces AI capabilities into the radio access network, but also grants NVIDIA access to Nokia's extensive portfolio of over 7,000 essential patents in 5G and the emerging 6G technology. In the detailed report, Nokia's newly appointed CEO Justin Hotard, a US native, remarked that the move would benefit America, while NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang highlighted that the nearly $1 billion investment marks a fundamental platform shift, with test runs expected to commence early next year and full commercial availability projected for 2027. Additionally, the article notes that despite Nokia's concurrent reduction of research and development positions in Germany for 5G and 6G, Nokia's global network of millions of base stations provides NVIDIA an unprecedented gateway to innovate worldwide. This strategic partnership signifies a pivotal turn in telecommunications, with implications that could reshape the competitive dynamics of the industry.
That was the current overview of the key topics for O2 Telefonica. Thank you for listening.
This briefing was generated with the help of artificial intelligence by Artically.